The growing interest in small local producers, not only of cheese, but every kind of food and drink, has encouraged food shows and food festivals promoting regional specialities. There are now over 200 of them. Mark Holdstock has been finding out more about them. He went first to Carlisle's new food festival, where chef John Crouch was giving a cookery demonstration.
Food is such a part of our lives, especially nowadays. We've got magazines, we've got programmes, books, the shops, everything. And it's actually bringing it to the people. They see the personalities on the television, they read about them, and it's nice to actually see the chefs that are the popular. Also, it introduces them into new foods that you can bring into the area and opens their eyes to what there is in really good local food.
But Taste 99 isn't just about small local food producers. The event is sponsored by large food multinationals such as Nestle and McVitie's, who both have factories in the area. Another sponsor is Canavan and Gray, a large local firm producing cooked chill meals for Marks and Spencer. Their chief executive, Howard Sims, sees the food fair as a way of getting new ideas.
We want to get closer to the smaller producers in this area because in the main, they tend to be primary producers, which we are not. So if we can get closer to a cheese manufacturer or a bread manufacturer.
The York Food and Drink Festival was set up 4 years ago. All the producers who exhibit here, although not directly vetted by the organisers, are part of local collectives who set their own standards. As well as stalls, the festival also runs seminars and discussions on food issues. York restaurateur Michael York thinks that this side of the fair is as important as the food and entertainment.
For example, MAF came here and staged an important seminar on protecting regional foods during the festival. And that sort of thing, although it's fairly low key, is very, very important from adding credibility and weight.